Happy Friday, 7:06 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And try to get through this.
Yeah.
See, that's the advantage that drummers have always had. They don't have to protect their voices.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They just got to be able to bang on the drums all day.
Although, it worked out for Phil Collins.
And Don Henley.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I agree with them politically, by the way.
Oh, neither one of them. They're both totally lib whatevers. But we like their music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Ronald Reagan, though, don't we?
Oh, he was awesome.
So there's a movie, and it features Dennis Quaid as Ronald Reagan.
You know, the images I've seen looked pretty good.
Yeah,
they made him up well.
I saw a clip, and it looked pretty good, too. Yeah. And that's tough to do, because this isn't an image from, like, if you were playing George Washington or
right.
Lincoln or... I mean,
we've seen this guy basically in our lifetime.
Yeah. The modern era. So there's so many, you know, pieces of video and stuff out there. But it must be well done. It must be. And the reason I say that is the left already hates it.
Yeah.
How do I know they hate it?
Yeah.
Because they're already censoring promotional content for the movie. Facebook. And so there was an uproar. And guess what? Facebook admits to incorrectly rejecting ads for the Reagan movie.
We're pulling this crap again. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they were doing a few weeks ago with multiple things. Oh, it was an accident that was released, or that we didn't mean to block that site, or, you know, that they always apologize like the next day or two.
Yeah, first comes the accusal. Actor Dennis Quaid accused Facebook of censoring the promotional content for the upcoming movie Reagan, claiming the social media giant has refused to allow ads with the inspirational quotes from Ronald Reagan. Why would you do that?
Imagine that.
Why would you do that? A great American president, and you don't want his words to be heard? What are you afraid of? Afraid that people will remember? They'll remember how you really can get things done in government, even if it is divided. Wow. What are you afraid of? So, after Dennis Quaid accused Facebook of censoring it.
Which they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
So, here's their apology. Put this out to Newsweek, which first reported on his accusations, by the way. While there are no restrictions on this page that would prevent the administration from posting, we did identify a handful of ads from this account that were incorrectly rejected. Incorrectly.
This happened to be about Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
Look, you've got nutbag lefty employees that work for you, but they also work for the devil. And they go, ooh, this is our opportunity. So they censor these things on their own,
sure,
not necessarily with corporate approval.
Uh-huh.
Not that corporate would not approve. They just don't want to get caught.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, yeah, they have these, little vermin do the dirty work for them. And then they go, you know, look, if we get away with it, great. If we don't, we do one of those BS apology things.
Works every time.
Sure does. And that's exactly what happened here. By the way, here's another reason why they would hate for this movie to do well. Dennis Quaid apparently is not left of center.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's...
Can't have that.
He's normal.
Wow.
And him and Joe Rogan agreed. We need a strong leader like Trump to deal with a-hole world leaders, how they put it.
I could see them saying that, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a podcast. You can get away with stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, this is what I tried to share with you earlier. Never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. On demand, 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's interesting that you just said that.
Why?
Because I had gotten a text from a local law enforcement who were basically saying, when you were saying Don Henley, they were saying Don Henley, and they thought it was kind of funny. And they said, got to go to a briefing. Don't say anything I don't want to miss. Well, you just explained how they can catch you later and not miss it.
Yeah.
Is that timing or what?
It is. It's always better live, though.
Well, it is, but yeah. You know, if you can't be here.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Oh, there's a flashback.
Do they even still exist?
Well, you know, we know they brought back albums, and right. There are some folks who are talking about doing cassettes again.
Now, I'll never admit this in a legal setting.
Yeah.
But that's what we would do. We would buy the album.
Sure.
And then we would make a cassette copy of it.
Yeah, of course.
So that we could listen to it in the car.
You didn't have an album, you know, didn't have a player in your car. So, yeah, you had a cassette player.
Exactly.
That's what all those other kids did, Bob.
Unless you had one of those luxurious cars. Remember one? Was it Cadillac or Lincoln or somebody where they actually had?
Yes.
I want to say maybe a Lincoln Continental.
Could have been. There were a couple of them, I think, that tried actually had turntables.
They actually did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, Frank, you're on the air.
Love your show, as always. I hope you get better. Get you some of that NyQuil stuff that's daytime, nighttime. That'll bring that stuff up. But anyway, I was going to say, I watched the whole speech, the entire speech of Trump yesterday, and then I just turned it on to ABC just to see what they were going to say about it, and they misscrewed everything he said and turned it into all lies that he never said. And this is why the people, we have half the people in the United States that vote for Harris and their crazy ideas. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, if the only information you're getting is not based on the truth, and there has been ridiculous amounts of lies and deception. You just have to remember, I mean, you know who the great deceiver is, right? And if you want, you know, and you're going to be nice about it, you're going to be giggling, you're going to be laughing.
Cackling?
Yeah, the devil's not actually going to show up with a pitchfork and a tail. There was a great movie. It was Al Pacino, I think, that played like
yes.
the devil. And
yes.
Ted's Adventure, Texas name.
Yeah. Keanu?
Yeah, yeah. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
It really
to
is.
To show you, like, the insidiousness of how somebody can come across, but they're sucking you in, utilizing things that you know could tempt you. And they pull you in.
And don't you, during that movie, go, okay, is he really Satan or is he just a bad guy?
Right.
They play with your brain a little bit.
And he actually does some good things.
Yeah.
That then you're like, yeah, he's a good guy because I would have done that too or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Get you sucked in.
Let's go to Bridget. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
I hear you. I'm getting off work myself. Heading home. But I wanted to just touch on the topic that the caller before the advertising break came on about this election and how voting is important and take everybody you know. I think most of your listeners know Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk, but he has an app and you can download it yourself. It is very autonomous, self-directed. And the beauty of that app is, and it, like I say, I'm 55 and over, it's for us that aren't very techie, it's very user-friendly. You just download it, and it's the beauty of it is GPS. It populates the voters in your precinct, so it populates 12 at a time. You can text, phone calls, send a postcard, and it tells you their party status, whether it's NPA or Republican. If you want to, you know, call it or text or postcard the NPAs to get them out and vote Republican. It's a great app. Just wanted to put that out there for all your listeners. But this is the election that we must do this. And if you send 10 texts a night, it's going to make a huge difference. So,
didn't mean to cut
good
you
idea
off.
There, though.
That's a great point. Turning Point USA.
He does a great job of just breaking it down to simple facts without a bunch of hyperbole, not a bunch of emotion. And you're like, wow, this guy's right. Even when they thought he was wrong.
I just can't believe when I've seen statistics about the numbers of people like that consider themselves Christian that don't vote.
Yeah.
And considering what's on the line, and then there's other people have been dismayed by the process, so they say forget it. To all those people, I say please. Please. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just saying please. You've got to vote this time. If you only vote once in your whole life,
yeah,
this is it.
Yep.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. What's bugging you? Call in now. Chance to air it out and get it out there. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825.
With so much to talk about,
an armed society,
there's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is 7:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It's time now for What's Bugging You? Call in, air it out. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. If you're calling us busy, call back. Pete, good morning. What's bugging you?
All this talk about fixing the presidential election. Many years ago, Obama was asked about voter fraud in a presidential contest, and with his typical slithery, slimy way, he said, "Oh, no one could fix 50 state elections." That's the way he usually answers things, with half-truth, because we don't need to have the Democrats fix 50 states. They only need a handful, and they've already proved they can do that. They did it once already. Thank you.
You mean, precincts in Philadelphia, Detroit could swing those two states, and that could be enough? Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
No, I gotcha. Tanya, what's bugging you?
Yes, I was listening to Harris say that she was going to go after these big companies about gouging prices and do price control. They need to do some homework about Jimmy Carter. I lived back in those days trying to buy gas. With my days, I could go buy gas in a limited amount. I got stranded many times on the side of the road, and I couldn't buy gas. And it's a trickle down. It goes all the way down, and we are at the end of the totem pole. So people need to stop and do some homework before they vote for these people. That's
yeah.
It.
Right on, right on. 877-975-9825. Yeah, and along those lines, what exactly is gouging? What are they going to regulate how much of a profit a company can make? And that's extremely interesting. You know why? It's supposed to be a government by and for and of the people.
Yeah.
Yet we can't control the government spending, but they want to control corporations that are fiduciary responsibilities to make money.
And what do they do with that money? Oh, they hire people. They produce products. They
pay taxes.
Bunches of them.
Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, happy Friday, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called you the day after the last election, presidential election, and I said there'll never be another free or fair election in this country again, as far as presidential elections go. But what's bugging me is that I don't know if you've heard the report, but Germany and the European Union have put on an arrest warrant for somebody who was involved, they say, in blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. Remember, they told us Russia blew up their own pipeline. Now, I'm not sticking up for Putin, but there's an arrest warrant out for somebody right now. Germany put this warrant out, and they say that it was a Ukrainian diver they're looking for who escaped Poland. I don't know if you've heard this report or not, but they're looking for somebody right now. He's supposedly a Ukrainian diver who was based out of Kyiv, who was in Poland at the time doing training for diving. So there's another piece of anecdotal evidence that someone else is behind this sabotage.
Well, I'm not going to go down that path. Well, yes, I will. He had to have help. So they might have tracked him down. But if they go any further, it's probably going to come back, honestly, to us.
I can see that.
Mike, what's bugging you?
Yes, sir. I haven't been hearing much about the... There's a weekly briefing there with John Haynes, and he broke a story about money that's been laundered to the Harris campaign, that they were taking credit cards and donating. Big donors were donating money in other people's names, and to the tune of one donor, $30 million. So
I don't know how you could do that with credit cards, but I'm not aware of the story, but I'll do some digging like I generally do. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is there's a mutual fund company that I worked at for 9 years, and I've been logging into their website problem-free for decades. And yesterday, in trying to log in just to view things, they're all like, "We need your email address," for the first time ever. And I'm all like, "No, You don't need my email address. You just want to bombard me for the rest of eternity daily with marketing garbage. So today I have to phone them on their 1-800 lines and try to somehow circumvent this. Like maybe, I don't know, add an email and then have them delete it because I don't like junk spam because I don't visit email daily. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You got to... No matter what you do, if you set up an account,
yep.
At some point you're going to have to service it because it's taking up space, like on your phone.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, I'm not exactly Mr. Email.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, I use you it when I need it.
You get to it eventually. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Not necessarily when the boss sends something or, you know, something.
Well, the boss never sends. I've got documentation. I think Nick has sent me 6 emails in 7 years. So.
Wow.
I'm not complaining.
Oh, no, because you don't really like to go check the email.
He's smart. I think he used to work in intelligence because he doesn't want anything written down. And I go, well, my boss told me to do that. And they go, really? Do you have a record of that?
Wow.
No.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you look at some of the, well, I shouldn't say too much because I might disappear, but you know.
Well, we need you. And if you're not here, guess who has to work? Nick.
So I'm probably safe.
For now.
Oh, that's not encouraging. Wow.
No, that's just the way it is for everyone all the time.
Mm.
Right?
That's just the way it is. It's like a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate every day. Really appreciate it. And the people around you.
Even if they bug you.
Oh, yeah. Even if you want to smack them.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And there's no room at the end. No, wait. There's no room in the Democratic Party for a Kennedy?
No.
I'm not kidding. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Yeah, it's here. Good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:34. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Still suffering from some throat congestion issues, so I apologize, and we'll hang in there. And that's why I'm using my NPR voice.
Yes, Bob Rose.
Or my softer, kinder kind of a...
kinder, gentler.
Glenn Beck approach to some extent.
Yeah.
Couple of things. First of all, wow, who'd have thought that we in our lifetimes would see a Democrat Party that doesn't have any room for a Kennedy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we'll dig into that story in a little bit. But also, you're going to hear this term, and I don't want people to be... They're calling the vice presidential candidate on the Democrat side Tampon Tim.
Right.
And I just want people to know, if they don't already, it's because as governor of Minnesota, he had tampon machines or whatever, free access to students in the women's room has been probably like that for a very long time.
Typical, yeah, right.
Put them in the men's room, too.
Now, why would a governor and his administration feel the need to think that men would need them? Men would need them. You know, not getting into the gynecological details here, but...
Or lack thereof.
See, that's kind of my point.
Yeah, it's So yeah, and that exactly, he should wear that label. Okay,
absolutely.
This is part of that whole woke stupidity. Yeah. Don't fall for it, and don't let anybody say, "Well, you're a hater if you don't go along with that." Uh-uh. No, nope, not true.
No,
not true. All right, so let me take on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let me go to John. You're on the air.
Yeah, we actually have demented, deranged, sicko Democrats who actually believe, Tampon Tim and Kamala here, they both believe this, actually believe that mutilated transsexual boys menstruate, putting tampon dispensers in boys' rooms, in schools. This is the pinnacle, the apex of insanity. And Trump is just not hammering away at it. I don't understand that. And it pisses me off. Oh.
All right, John. Now, do we know the nature of this mutilation? Did they insert working ovaries into the person? I'm pretty sure that's not part of it. But I don't want to go too far and say it's not.
Yeah.
So, unless, my point here is, if you don't have ovaries, you don't have a period.
Yeah.
And I learned that in, like, fifth grade or something.
Exactly.
So, what did they unlearn?
Right. I know.
Over this time.
It's like the cartoon meme that I shared the other day. You can dress like a girl all you want, but at 40, you need a prostate exam.
Oh.
So, I mean.
Well done, sir.
Some things just don't change just because you want to think they are in your head.
Cough.
I've been doing enough of that this morning.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Since we're doing an NPR-style format. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. declared Thursday that he has no plans to endorse VP Kamala Harris in the presidential race. And this came after reportedly wishing to discuss a potential exchange of an endorsement for a cabinet position with Harris. I'm going to take up for RFK Jr. in this one thing. Did he want it because he wanted the power, or did he want to be able to present maybe some more realistic or a different point of view being within a cabinet structure? I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt. But the other side of me says, hold on. You either want to work with her or you don't. You either want her elected or you don't. So he was going to endorse her if he got a cabinet position. It's alleged. Washington Post was the first to report it.
A little horse trading going on there.
Did you call her horse face? That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
So, in essence, really, I mean, there's no room for a Kennedy in the Democrat Party.
Who would have dreamed that they would be so, in general, even rude to him?
Which, again, leads us to the fix must be in for this election, because why wouldn't they make him all kinds of promises to get his endorsement?
Mm-hmm.
Because it might be the matter of 1%.
So you're saying they don't need every vote? Is that what you're saying, Bob?
No, maybe a lot of them are already counted.
Oh.
Yeah.
That saves so much time on election night.
Look.
If you just vote ahead of time. Look, I mean, count ahead of time.
When Biden came out the winner in the last election, that proved to them, the Democrats, that there's no fix that's too big.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. You're on the air.
Why not put cigarette machines in the boys' bathrooms, too? This whole idea of the tampon machine in there is to introduce the idea early, but at the same time, in their heads, think they're getting ahead of this, quote, problem where all these boys that are born that want to be girls have the opportunity to subliminally see early, what's this tampon machine? What's this all about? It introduces the idea early without them doing it themselves.
Okay. I agree to an extent. Introduce the idea. But not because a male is going to go, man, I feel like I'm missing out on something. Why don't I get to use those?
You're going the other side.
Said no man ever, right? I'm glad I don't ever have to deal with that. And then the other thing is it's also associated with procreation. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. So, I think that's interesting, but I think here's what the big thrust is. Just normalize it. That gender is fluid. Normalize that. And that's it. Just keep normalizing this fluidity. All right? And that way, they water down masculinity. And then, who's going to fight back? Donnie, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I think a lot of people are missing the point of the tampon in the boys' bathroom. It's not that boys that have had their stuff cut off can menstruate. It's for the little girls who make believe their boys can go into the bathroom and still be able to access tampons. Equally sick and disturbing. But that's why they're putting them in there. It's not really a greater... I don't think it's for a greater purpose of subliminally getting people used to this. They do want to normalize it, but it's for the girls who are dressing up as boys.
I agree. I think you have a very valid point, and I definitely think that's a part of the equation as well. But again, normalize the, this is normal, and a girl coming into a men's room to get a tampon is perfectly normal too.
Normal.
Let's go to Christine. Lost her. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I'm really puzzled by this. I think it's more of that they're trying to say that Harris is so popular because they are going to steal it, Bob. We all know they're going to steal it. There's going to be shenanigans. And what's scary about the RFK Jr. is either A, he doesn't realize how Marxist and how evil these people are, and he should because he's a smart man, or B, he's willing to go along with the Marxists and the communists because he understands how bad they are. And I think we got to stop giving these people this kind of like, oh, they're going to lose. They're not going to lose because they're going to win. If we haven't learned anything from 2020, is that the whole thing is rigged. That doesn't mean we need to vote. We need to vote so much that they have to steal so hard. Thanks, Bob.
Good point. It's the fix is in, give up.
Right.
The fix is in, so we have to fight extra hard and get everybody out there. Oh, the point that I wanted to make about the tampon machines, that's why they call him Tampon Tim.
Yes.
But you got to remember, this is the party that really thinks that males can get pregnant. And so that is part of the equation, too. Yeah. So when we bring these things up, oh, they just want to normalize it. Or they want boys to think about being women. Or they want women who pretend they're boys to have a comfort level while they're in the bathroom. It's all that. But remember where it all started. This is the party that thinks that men can get pregnant.
And gender is between your ears, not your legs. That's what they tell us.
Well, biology says differently.
Oh, you mean follow the science?
Yeah.
Didn't Obama tell us that science was settled?
Oh, yeah. And then he immediately made two major purchases of property that was about 5 feet above sea level. Happy Friday. Yeah, it's here. Good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:34, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Still suffering from some throat congestion issues, so I apologize, and we'll hang in there. And that's why I'm using my NPR voice.
Yes, Bob Rose.
Or my softer, kinder,
gentler.
Glenn Beck approach to some extent.
Yeah.
Couple of things. First of all, wow, who'd have thought that we in our lifetimes would see a Democrat Party that doesn't have any room for a Kennedy?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we'll dig into that story in a little bit. But also, you're going to hear this term, and I don't want people to be... They're calling the vice presidential candidate on the Democrat side Tampon Tim.
Right.
And I just want people to know, if they don't already, it's because as governor of Minnesota, he had tampon machines or whatever, free access to students in a women's room has been probably like that for a very long time.
Typical, yeah, right.
Put them in the men's room, too.
Now, why would a governor and his administration feel the need to think that men would need them? Men would need them. You know, not getting into the gynecological details here, but...
Or lack thereof.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah, it's... And that exactly, he should wear that label, okay?
Absolutely.
This is part of that whole woke stupidity. Don't fall for it, and don't let anybody say, well, you're a hater if you don't go along with that. Uh-uh. No. Nope, not true.
No.
Not true. All right. So let me take on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let me go to John. You're on the air.
Yeah, we actually have demented, deranged, sicko Democrats who actually believe, Tampon Tim and Kamala here, they both believe this, actually believe that mutilated transsexual boys menstruate, putting tampon dispensers in boys' rooms, in schools. This is the pinnacle, the apex of insanity, and Trump is just not hammering away at it. I don't understand that, and it pisses me off. Oh,
all right, John. Now, do we know the nature of this mutilation? Did they insert working ovaries into the person? I'm pretty sure that's not part of it, but I don't want to go too far and say it's not.
Yeah.
So, unless, my point here is, if you don't have ovaries, you don't have a period.
Yeah.
And I learned that in, like, fifth grade or something.
Exactly.
So, what did they unlearn?
Right. I know.
Over this time.
It's like the cartoon meme that I shared the other day. You can dress like a girl all you want, but right. At 40, you need a prostate exam.
Oh.
So, I mean.
Well done, sir.
Some things just don't change just because you want to think they are in your head.
Cough.
I've been doing enough of that this morning.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Since we're doing an NPR-style format. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. declared Thursday that he has no plans to endorse VP Kamala Harris in the presidential race. And this came after reportedly wishing to discuss a potential exchange of an endorsement for a cabinet position with Harris. I'm going to take up for RFK Jr. in this one thing. Did he want it because he wanted the power, or did he want to be able to present maybe some more realistic or a different point of view being within a cabinet structure? I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt. But the other side of me says, hold on. You either want to work with her or you don't. You either want her elected or you don't. So he was going to endorse her if he got a cabinet position. It's alleged. Washington Post was the first to report it.
A little horse trading going on there.
Did you call her horse face? That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
So, in essence, really, I mean, there's no room for a Kennedy in the Democrat Party.
Who would have dreamed that they would be so, in general, they'd be rude to him?
Which, again, leads us to the fix must be in for this election, because why wouldn't they make him all kinds of promises to get his endorsement?
Mm-hmm.
Because it might be the matter of 1%.
So you're saying they don't need every vote? Is that what you're saying, Bob?
No. Maybe a lot of them are already counted.
Oh.
Yeah.
That saves so much time on election night.
Look.
If you just vote ahead of time. Look, I mean, count ahead of time.
When Biden came out the winner in the last election,
yeah,
that proved to them, the Democrats, that there's no fix that's too big.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. You're on the air.
Why not put cigarette machines in the boys' bathrooms, too? This whole idea of the tampon machine in there is to introduce the idea early, but at the same time, in their heads, think they're getting ahead of this, quote, problem where all these boys that are born that want to be girls have the opportunity to subliminally see early, huh, what's this tampon machine? What's this all about? It introduces the idea early without them doing it themselves.
Okay. I agree to an extent. Introduce the idea. But not because a male is going to go, man, I feel like I'm missing out on something. Why don't I get to use those?
You're going the other side.
Said no man. Yeah, said no man ever, right? Oh, yeah. I'm glad I don't ever have to deal with that. And then the other thing is it's also associated with procreation, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. So I think that's interesting, but I think here's what the big thrust is. Just normalize it. Just normalize it. That gender is fluid. Normalize that. And that's it. Just keep normalizing this fluidity. All right? And that way, they water down masculinity. And then, who's going to fight back? Donnie, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I think a lot of people are missing the point of the tampon in the boys' bathroom. It's not that boys that have had their stuff cut off can menstruate. It's for the little girls who make believe their boys can go into the bathroom and still be able to access tampons. Equally sick and disturbing. But that's why they're putting them in there. It's not really a greater, I don't think it's for a greater purpose of subliminally getting people used to this. They do want to normalize it, but it's for the girls who are dressing up as boys.
But I agree. I think you have a very valid point, and I definitely think that's a part of the equation as well. But again, normalize the, this is normal, and a girl coming into a men's room to get a tampon is perfectly normal.
Normal.
Let's go to Christine. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I'm really puzzled by this. I think it's more of that they're trying to say that Harris is so popular because they are going to steal it, Bob. We all know they're going to steal it. There's going to be shenanigans. And what's scary about the RFK Jr. is either A, he doesn't realize how Marxist and how evil these people are, and he should because he's a smart man, or B, he's willing to go along with the Marxists and the communists because he understands how bad they are. And I think we got to stop giving these people this kind of like, oh, they're going to lose. They're not going to lose because they're going to win. If we haven't learned anything from 2020, is that the whole thing is rigged. That doesn't mean we need to vote. We need to vote so much that they have to steal so hard. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, good point. It's the fix is in, give up.
Right.
The fix is in, so we have to fight extra hard and get everybody out there. Oh, the point that I wanted to make about the tampon machines, that's why they call him Tampon Tim.
Yes.
You got to remember, this is the party that really thinks that males can get pregnant. And so that is part of the equation, too. Yeah. So when we bring these things up, oh, they just want to normalize it. Or they want boys to think about being women. Or they want women who pretend they're boys to have a comfort level while they're in the bathroom. It's all that. But remember where it all started. This is the party that thinks that men can get pregnant.
And gender is between your ears, not your legs. That's what they tell us.
Well, biology says differently.
Oh, you mean follow the science?
Yeah.
Didn't Obama tell us that science was settled?
Oh, yeah. And then he immediately made two major purchases of property that was about 5 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of weather, a special guest coming up at 9:05 this morning.
Yeah, we do. Chris Martz.
Yeah.
And Greg's got a huge man crush on this guy because he's, he gives you the weather.
Absolutely.
And doesn't hold back. And he's not a climate change believer.
No.
Right.
He confronts their lies when they, say, oh, it's the hottest day ever, and he shows that it really wasn't. That sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I like it.
Because they lie.
Yeah.
A lot.
There's nothing wrong with a man crush, by the way. There's nothing sexual to it.
Oh, not at all.
If that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. So Jen says that when I want to watch Jason Statham movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I kind of want to be him.
That's more of a self-love thing.
I want to drive the big black European German car and have the black suit with the extra ones in the trunk.
You're picturing yourself in that role.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons.
Little MP5 or something.
It's one of the reasons why we go to the movies.
That's right. It's all about fantasy.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot more to talk about. The Democrat National Convention is coming up. Well, that's going to be, is it going to be a great show? Is it going to be fun? Or is it going to be kind of a drag show?
See what you did.
97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a low-key version to try to keep my throat from disintegrating any further.
Because we have 2 hours to go.
Yeah, I've had this, I'm pretty sure probably got it on my trip out west, probably on the plane, coming back. And, I started feeling a sore throat right when we landed in Jacksonville, and it only progressed from there to this really deep chest congestion, which worries me after a period of time. You got to make sure you keep your lungs clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I'm not, and I think I'm on the mend on the better side, but if not, well, I've already got a doctor's appointment anyway on Tuesday, so.
But think about it. You travel a couple of directions on an airplane. You're at the airport in Dallas.
The airport in Dallas was terrible because half of the transportation things weren't working. You know how you get from one airside to the other or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have a tram, right?
Yep.
Well, their tram, only one was working out of the two, and the people were packed on. Everybody was trying to catch their flights, and they were waiting for these trams. And I got to tell you, if you ever wanted to spread a disease,
That's the way to do it.
That would have been the place to do it. That was just frighteningly too close to other people. It was uncomfortable, to say the least. All right. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open 877-975-9825. I've been calling it Phone Frenzy Friday because, frankly, I'd rather have you talk. Oh, or no. If you can hang on.
Well, yeah. It takes a little patience, you know.
Like well, that. If you're driving and stuff like that, I got to respect that. So, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to talk about. We would never have accepted in the past some of the things we've learned from the past. Some of the things that Kamala Harris and this guy Walz, they're going to unveil their economic plan. It's going to be very kind of sort of bland and not a lot of details. Be a lot of like goodies and giveaways. It's going to sound nice. It's going to have flowery language, but it's not really going to have a lot of substance. And the reason is because if they dig into the substance of it, you'll realize these ideas of like price controls and controls what companies can make as a profit and things like that. Those are things that have been tried before and don't work. As Trump alluded to yesterday, that's Maduro. You want a Venezuelan type situation? And I don't know if most of the American people are, you know, as aware of what happened in Venezuela over a period of time. But basically, you know, when you invite socialism in, it's the beginning of the end. Yeah, if you're complaining about the life you had before, you don't even know what complaining is. Or what was it, Winston Churchill? What did he say? He said, socialism and communism promise that, you know, everybody's going to share the wealth. But what happens in the end is everybody just shares the misery.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very well done.
It's enough to go around.
But something I learned from my dad a long time ago, he was a voracious reader. And so he would go, I mean, that was like his hobby, really. And he'd go through four or five big books a week. And, you know, he was just, you know, self-educated in a lot of ways. But remember he said, you know, when I asked him about Banana Republic or something like that. Right. And he said, well, look, you make people desperate. And then you feed them. You make them hungry and then you feed them. And guess what? They will support you.
Yeah.
So that's what we have. The Democrat Party has created problems. And then they come and claim solutions, but all that will do is get you more dependent on an evil government. More dependent, not less. See, if you believe in what America's supposed to stand for, you don't want government in every aspect of your life. You don't want it to the degree we have it now. Our founding fathers warned us about a big government. And that's exactly what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are into. That you come to the government for any help. We're here for you. And we're going to make the world just, right? Jen, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
What's on my mind is Walz. Walz doesn't want a southern wall. If you were in his area and he did the lockdown, the police would fire paintballs at you, even if you were on your own property, but you were outside. He imprisoned or sent to jail, I think it was 60 or 90 days, somebody who violated and kept her business open.
Mm-hmm,
kept the strip clubs open, but the regular dance halls down, closed. So I find that kind of ironic.
Huh.
I mean, which type of dancing has closer body contact? And that's what's on my mind today. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Strippers have built up their immunity, though. You know, they have a stronger immune system. Because they've probably come in contact with
all kinds of stuff.
That wasn't nice. But no. It's probably pretty accurate.
Well, in some areas, you know.
In some areas.
Yeah. I should rephrase that. I'm going to stop now.
Good job.
Because this shovel and this hole I'm digging over here, it's getting awfully deep.
Make people desperate. Make them desperate, and then they will accept anything. That's what we're headed for right now. Much more to come on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a low-key version to try to keep my throat from disintegrating any further.
Because we have 2 hours to go.
Yeah, I've had this, I'm pretty sure probably got it on my trip out west, probably on the plane coming back. And, I started feeling a sore throat right when we landed in Jacksonville, and it only progressed from there to this really deep chest congestion, which worries me after a period of time. You got to make sure you keep your lungs clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I'm not, and I think I'm on the mend, on the better side, but if not, well, I've already got a doctor's appointment anyway on Tuesday, so.
But think about it. You travel a couple of directions on an airplane. You're at the airport in Dallas.
The airport in Dallas was terrible because half of the transportation things weren't working. You know how you get from one air side to the other or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have a tram, right?
Yep.
Well, their tram, only one was working out of the two. And the people were packed on. Everybody was trying to catch their flights, and they were waiting for these trams. And I got to tell you, if you ever wanted to spread a disease,
that's the way to do it.
That would have been the place to do it. That was just frighteningly too close to other people. It was uncomfortable, to say the least. All right, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open, 877-975-9825. I've been calling it Phone Frenzy Friday because, frankly, I'd rather have you talk. Oh.
Or
if you can hang on.
Well, yeah. Takes a little patience, you know.
Like, well, if you're driving and stuff like that, I got to respect that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to talk about. We would never have accepted in the past some of the things we've learned from the past, some of the things that Kamala Harris and this guy Walz, they're going to unveil their economic plan. It's going to be very kind of sort of bland and not a lot of details. Be a lot of like goodies and giveaways. It's going to sound nice. It's going to have flowery language, but it's not really going to have a lot of substance. And the reason is because if they dig into the substance of it, you'll realize these ideas of like price controls and controls what companies can make as a profit and things like that. Those are things that have been tried before and don't work. As Trump alluded to yesterday, that's Maduro. You want a Venezuelan type situation? And I don't know if most of the American people are, as aware of what happened in Venezuela over a period of time. But basically, when you invite socialism in, it's the beginning of the end. If you're complaining about the life you had before, you don't even know what complaining is. Or what was it, Winston Churchill? What did he say? He said, socialism and communism promise that, everybody's going to share the wealth. But what happens in the end is everybody just shares the misery.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very well done.
It's enough to go around.
But something I learned from my dad a long time ago, he was a voracious reader. And so he would go, that was like his hobby, really. And he'd go through four or five big books a week. And, he was just, self-educated in a lot of ways. But remember he said, when I asked him about Banana Republic or something like that. Right. And he said, well, look, you make people desperate. And then you feed them. You make them hungry and then you feed them. And guess what? They will support you.
Yeah.
So that's what we have. The Democrat Party has created problems. And then they come and claim solutions. But all that will do is get you more dependent on an evil government. More dependent, not less. See, if you believe in what America's supposed to stand for, you don't want government in every aspect of your life. You don't want it to the degree we have it now. Our founding fathers warned us about a big government. And that's exactly what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are into. That you come to the government for any help. We're here for you. And we're going to make the world just. Right? Jen, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
What's on my mind is Walz. Walz doesn't want a southern wall. If you were in his area and he did the lockdown, the police would fire paintballs at you, even if you were on your own property, but you were outside. He imprisoned or sent to jail, I think it was 60 or 90 days, somebody who violated and kept her business open.
Mm-hmm,
kept the strip clubs open, but the regular dance halls down, closed. So I find that kind of ironic.
Huh.
I mean, which type of dancing has closer body contact? And that's what's on my mind today. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Strippers have built up their immunity, though.
Hmm.
They have a stronger immune system. They've probably come in contact with
all kinds of stuff.
That wasn't nice. But no. It's probably pretty accurate.
Well, in some areas,
In some areas.
Yeah. I should rephrase that. I'm going to stop now.
Good job.
Because this shovel and this hole I'm digging over here, it's getting awfully deep.
Make people desperate. Yep. Make them desperate, and then they will accept anything. That's what we're headed for right now. Much more to come on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.